Their dog came out of the house and crossed the street.
Yes, ma'am.
This man's best friend was outmatched.
Their dog leaped up and grabbed him around the body. So I went down to the ground and freed my dog.
But his emotions aren't shared by everyone.
I got his jaw open and my dog out, and I never heard a dog scream like that before in my life.
When he's telling the story, that's not a smile moment. It's not funny.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Matthew Tringali is suing LaToya Neal and her daughter, 18-year-old Nia Whitehead, for medical bills and pain and suffering after their pit bull attacked his toy poodle.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 483 on the calendar in the matter of Tringali versus Nia Whitehead. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Tringali, you were walking your dog. I assume this is the dog that you were walking.
Yes,
is
ma'am.
That correct? On what date did this incident happen?
October 21st, 2017, at approximately 9:30 p.m.
And you were walking the dog in your neighborhood?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what happened.
I was walking my dog. I'm a disabled vet, and that's how I get my exercise. And this was the last, time. I was walking him before bed. Took him out. Went down the way I walk every night. I took him to the end of the block. The defendant's dog, they had just gotten home, and they opened the garage door, and the...
Just a second. How did you know they had just gotten home?
They pulled up. I was walking across the street from their house.
Okay, so you were across the street from where they live?
Yes, ma'am. I actually have pictures of where it was.
I'm creating a picture. That's my job. You were walking home with the dog across the street from where their house is, and you saw them pull up in the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Where had you been?
I was at Langston University to see my daughter in college.
So you were away just the evening?
Yes.
Came home at 9:30?
Yes.
Opened the door, the garage door. Is it an automatic garage door opener?
Yes.
And then what happened?
At that point, when they opened the garage door, their American bully dog came flying out of their garage across the street.
Did you leave your dog in the garage when
no,
you
ma'am.
Went?
No.
Where did you leave the dog?
She was in her room.
Which is where?
That's in the house. It's not in the garage. She has a room.
How did she get into the garage?
My daughter opened the door.
From the garage to the inside?
Yes.
Okay, so you pulled in, your daughter got out of the car and opened the door?
Yes.
And where were you?
I was still outside. We hadn't pulled into the garage. We just opened the garage and the car was in the driveway.
Well, then explain to me why your daughter got out of the car before you pulled into the garage to open the door that separates the garage and the house.
Because we were all going in the house. I had several daughters with me at the time, so they was already walking into the house.
How many girls were in the car with you?
Four.
And you were in the driveway and all four girls had gotten out of the car?
No. Two had gotten out of the car, and my daughter that's with me was still outside. We was getting their stuff out the car.
I'm losing you.
Okay.
Is this the daughter that opened up the door to the house?
Yes.
You said no, she says yes. Which one is it? You said she's not the one that opened up the door? She says she is the one that opened up the door. Do you want to confer and get your acts together?
Yes, ma'am. I was the one who had opened the door for my dog to let her out the back door.
Just a second. You opened up the door between the garage and the inside of the house?
Yes.
And when you opened the door, your dog came out?
My dog walked out.
Just a sec. Don't play with me. When you opened the door, your dog came out.
Yes, ma'am.
Your dog came out not on a leash.
She had on a collar.
Your dog came out not on a leash.
Yes.
Continue.
So when the dog came...
You're across the street.
Yes, ma'am.
You're still across the street from where they live.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
So the dog came running out. And I saw the dog coming.
The dog crossed the street?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I had my dog on a retractable leash, so I locked the leash immediately, and I basically picked him up by the neck towards me. And as he was coming towards me, their dog leaped up and grabbed him around the body. So I went down to the ground and freed my dog.
Your Honor, that is not true.
Don't interrupt. You have to understand, whatever you're going to tell me, whatever injuries they had, if any, or fright is your fault. You have to understand that. Your dog, according to you, was out of your house without a leash, not under your control. There is no question that your dog crossed the street, because that's what whoever wrote your answer, you or your mother, said. You said cross the street, but they were only playing, and he overreacted, and he fell. That was your answer. But he didn't fall on your side of the street. He fell across the street. Do you understand? That's either a yes or a no.
Yes.
So let's not play with each other. How much does your dog weigh?
20 pounds.
May I see a picture of the dog? What is this that you're showing me?
Her kennel picture, and she went to quarantine.
You have another picture of the dog?
Yes.
This dog doesn't weigh 20 pounds. I have a Shih Tzu that weighs 20 pounds. Okay, so the dog was out of your control. Now, you're down on the floor, you got the dog, according to you, got the dog away.
The dog had my dog around the chest. I pried his mouth open. That's where I got this one. And
this one what is what?
This cut right here, this scar.
Would you step up, please? Here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, step back. Go ahead.
I got his jaw open and my dog out, and I never heard a dog scream like that before in my life. I started to stand up with the dog in my arms, and the dog leaped up and grabbed him by the leg and was pulling him by the leg. I was kicking him, and I reached down because I had him in my arm.
During that time, did either of these two people or any of the other daughters that were all there come to your assistance?
Not really, ma'am.
Did they come across the street?
Eventually, after the dog bit me.
Which one came across the street?
I believe it was this woman here, ma'am.
The mother?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go across the street?
No,
that's either a yes or a no.
No.
Who did?
Nobody went across the street.
You mean the dog?
He was on our side of the street, Your Honor.
No way. I don't believe it, and B, it doesn't make any difference because the dog was out of your control. I just want you to understand, it doesn't make any difference. So if you're going to lie, don't lie about something that doesn't make any difference. What I asked you was, who went to get your dog?
I got my dog.
Good. The answer would be you, that he was correct. You came to get your dog. You have homeowner's insurance? That's a yes or a no. Where else did the dog bite you?
After I got him freed the second time.
This isn't a smile. Listen to me. This isn't a smile. You want to know why it's not a smile? Because you know the daughter who's in college? How would you feel if she was walking home from class and a dog, unleashed, that she didn't know, bit her twice? How would you feel about that? If she picked up the phone and said, Mom, I'm in an emergency room. I just got bit by a dog that was off leash. I don't know where it came from. How would you feel? Would you smile? Would you be smiling? Answer is no. So when he's telling the story, that's not a smile moment. Do you understand?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Between the two of you, you have to get your story straight, because what your daughter started to say to me 5 minutes ago was, I opened the door because I was going to let the dog out the back door.
I know that, ma'am.
That was a lie.
And later today,
get me Ben's number.
It wasn't a friend. Like, Ben, like, he's not like a closer friend how like me and him were. It was just...
Unless you're going to tell me the story you just told me was a crock of baloney. Get me the number. Go!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Matthew Tringali says he was injured when he intervened after a pit bull owned by LaToya Neal and daughter Neal Whitehead attacked his toy poodle.
Now, it was an irresponsible moment, because what your daughter started to tell me, because between the two of you, you have to get your story straight. What your daughter started to say to me 5 minutes ago was, I opened the door because I was going to let the dog out the back door. That's what you started to say to me. We have a tape, so just remember.
I know that, ma'am.
Do you remember that's what you were going to tell me?
Yes,
I was opening up the door from between the garage and the house because I was going to let the dog out through the back door. That's what you started to tell me.
I know that, ma'am.
That was a lie. You were letting the dog out to relieve itself in the front. That's why you got out of the car. You or one of your sisters. You have photographs of the injury to your arm.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see them.
I also have the diagnosis from the emergency room.
May I see it, please? Next time it happens, they're going to put your dog down. Do you understand? Multiple deep dog bites, the forearm. You think that's funny? You think that's, it's not funny. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. We're done.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
He fell because he was kicking our dog.
I did try to kick the dog because he had my dog in his mouth.
Our dog was not coming to attack him or his dog.
It was a dangerous dog, and in fact, when we contacted their landlord, the landlord didn't even know that he had a dog.
It was an unfortunate accident. We did apologize to him, but he took it further, so that's why we're here.
I'm always very vigilant now when I walk him.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Roths versus Demas. Step forward.
18-year-old Quinn Roth is suing his former friend, 19-year-old Rajan Demas, for the cost to fix his car after Rajan drove it without permission.
Where do you come from?
Pittsburgh.
How old are you?
18.
And you?
19.
Also from Pittsburgh?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're friends? Oh, you were friends. For how long were you friends?
Three, four years.
What kind of car did you have?
2012 Ford Fusion.
Who bought it?
It was handed down to me after my grandma passed. It was her old car.
When did you get it?
Christmas, this past one.
Tell me about February 24th.
I was going to hang out with my roommate, EJ, and Rajan. And when we got there, Rajan appeared to be maybe under the influence of something.
When you got where?
To Rajan's house.
What time?
I'd say we probably got there around 7 at night.
And who do you live with, Rajan?
My father and brother.
Were they at home at 7 o'clock?
No.
Had you been drinking?
No, I was not.
Not drinking before 7?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so you got to his house with your roommate, and he was alone, and?
We were planning to go see a movie, but we just decided that it wasn't the best option, so we just went to get some food, and then we went back to his house to just play.
Where did you go to get food?
This place called Eden Park.
Can you have alcohol there?
No.
Can you buy alcohol?
Me personally? No.
Did you buy alcohol?
No.
Did your roommate buy alcohol?
No.
Did Rajan buy alcohol?
No.
When you went back to Rajan's house, did you consume alcohol?
No.
Did your roommate consume alcohol?
No.
Did Rajan consume alcohol?
Not when we were there, no.
So, now you can continue. So you went out and got something to eat, you came back and you were hanging out at Rajan's house.
Yeah, and then I went to sleep probably around...
And you went to sleep at his house?
Yeah, yes.
Why
yes.
didn't you sleep at your house?
I live like a half hour away with my dad, and it was already late, and I don't know, I just don't really like to walk in there all late like that.
Okay, go ahead.
So I went to sleep around 12, and the next thing I know, it was around 5 in the morning, I woke up and Rajan was getting out of my car, and there were two cops in the cul-de-sac of townhouses following or behind him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were driving around 4 o'clock in the morning, which suggests to me if you were up 4 o'clock in the morning and you went to bed at midnight, then maybe you were alone, unsupervised, and maybe you'd have something to drink. I want to know who damaged the car.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Quinn Roth says former friend Rajan Demas drove his car without permission and returned it damaged.
Now, have a police report?
No.
Why not?
No charges were filed and they didn't give him anything, so no police report.
What do you mean they didn't give him anything?
Like they didn't give him a ticket or anything.
Well, there were police officers there, so there had to be an incident report.
I don't know.
It happened. Didn't happen so long ago, and doesn't sound as if it's a very big police department.
No.
So if somebody called there, they could find out, like me. They could find out whether anybody responded on that morning.
Right.
We're talking about the 24th or the 23rd?
This is the morning of the 24th now.
Remember the morning of the 24th?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have any communication with any police officers in your town?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about the communication with the peace officers you had in your town.
Just like the plaintiff has said, the cops, they did come and they just, like, asked me a few questions while I was...
You. They came where?
they came to my house because I parked at my because I live in a cul-de-sac, and I parked the car, and, as I was getting out.
You parked whose car?
I parked his car.
In the cul-de-sac where you live?
Yes, ma'am.
When had you taken it?
I was just driving around in the neighborhood, but...
Just a second. At 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, sorry.
Why were you driving around 5 o'clock in the morning?
It wasn't really a drive. I honestly just, what I did was, I was... Because I have my permit, I don't have a driver's license, and I was just practicing parallel parking, but it wasn't, a drive around the neighborhood or anything like that, or, going anywhere. I was just practicing parallel parking.
So why did you have contact with the police department?
Because the car... Prior to that, on the night of February 23rd, me and Quinn were invited to a party of a mutual friend of ours, and we had gone there, and upon arrival, me and him, I had a few drinks. I probably had more than he had. And then on the way, driving back to our house, back to my house, sorry, he had misjudged a turn, and then he had, hit, a car. Me and him then got outside the car. We had changed the tire and everything, and we drove back to my house. And everything was fine, and all you know what I mean? And that, when we got to my house, that we both had fell asleep, I woke up before him.
What's the name of the friend whose house you went to a party at?
Ben.
How do you know Ben?
From school.
And so that Mr. Roth must know Ben as well?
Yes, Your Honor.
Phone number?
I don't have a phone number.
Get it. Unless it's going to be a waste of my time. We're not going to finish this case until I get Ben's number. Do you understand that? Unless you tell me that you did go to Ben's house that day.
I was not at Ben's house, Your Honor.
Were you at Ben's house?
No.
You just went, I watched your mouth. So my question is, were you at Ben's house?
No.
Get me Ben's number. We'll all wait here.
He wasn't a friend. Ben, he's not like a closer friend how me and him were. It was just...
Listen to me. I don't care. Get me Ben's number. Unless you're going to tell me it was a waste of time and the story you just told me was a crock of baloney.
No, ma'am.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Get me the number. Go! Go.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
We're back. Well...
Your Honor, I did not have Ben's number. I made the name up. I was under a lot of pressure with everything that was going on. And I apologize for that, Your Honor.
Good for you. Okay. Can I see photographs of the damage that he did to the car? Okay. Well, I see tire and rim. Now I can see an estimate, please. You better do a lot more practicing, Ray John, before you take your test if you have to parallel park.
I was not the one that crashed the car, Your Honor.
Who did?
It was not me.
Who was it?
I know you're entitled to your feelings and your opinion,
I was... You just a second.
Mm-hmm.
If what you told me was not true, that you didn't go to a party, you didn't drink, and that conversely, I must assume that you're not going to come up with another story, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So I must believe the story that he said there was no drinking, he woke up, there were police officers, you were getting out of the car, you drove the car, and if you drove the car, there was no damage before, and there was damage afterwards. So I want you to tell me, do you have another version of the events that night?
No, I do not. I don't have any version of the events. I was not the one driving the car.
Just tell me. You were driving the car. Were driving the car when the police stopped you.
Yeah. The next morning after, the Saturday morning and on the 24th, that's when, I got in the car and, I went to go try to parallel park.
You were driving around 4 o'clock in the morning, which suggests to me if you were up 4 o'clock in the morning and you went to bed at midnight, then maybe you were alone, unsupervised, and maybe you'd had something to drink. I want to know who damaged the car.
It was not me.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,200. We're finished. Thank you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
I'm very happy that I get to get my car fixed.
I was under a lot of pressure, so I just tried to say whatever came to my mind.
Some neighbors called the police.
He kind of put it all on me, so because parents won't be disappointed.
I guess we'll have to see in the future.
We can see what happens, what goes on from there, see if we can fix some things, see if we can talk about it and work it out.